Thank you, everybody. Now that we have a quorum, I will declare the meeting open of the special council meeting at the Shire of Nanup at 4:39 p.m. Just for the record, officially, we've just conducted the swearing in of the elected councillors. So Councillor Lynette Curtis has been re-elected and sworn in. Nancy Tang is a newly elected councillor and has been sworn in. And Councillor Vicky Hansen has been re-elected and has been sworn in. And Councillor Timothy Sly has been re-elected and sworn in. Sorry about the tongue twister on that one. Okay, so firstly, we'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Wurundjeri and Bibbulmun people, paying respects to elders past, present and emerging. Just letting everybody know that this meeting is recorded and will be made available on our website. We have an attendance. We have Councillor Anthony Dean, Tony Dean, Councillor Vicky Hansen, Councillor Lynette Curtis, Councillor Cheryl Brown, Councillor Timothy Sly, Councillor Nancy Tang, and we originally had an apology for Councillor Patricia Fraser, however she is in attendance today and in the offices. Public question time. We'll ask if there's anyone who wishes to ask a question to come to the microphone and ask those questions. If there is none, we'll proceed. Members for leave of absence, we have none. 5.1 on the agenda, election of Shire President. So what we'll do is we will go through this process, and then once the Shire President has been elected, I'll hand over chairing of the meeting to the Shire President, of which time the Shire President will then run us through the election of the Deputy Shire President and continue on with the agenda from there. So I have received a number of nominations for Shire President. So I have a nominee is Councillor Tony Dean by Councillor Sly. Nominee, Councillor Tony Dean by Councillor Hansen. Nominee, Tony Dean by Councillor Fraser. Nominee, Tony Dean by Councillor Tang. Nominee, Tony Dean by Councillor Dean. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That would be... If those nominations are not being challenged, then I'll declare the position of Shire President filled by our one and only Councillor Tony Dean.
Yes, so, thank you very much, councillors. Very humbled. I've never seen that before. It would be a brave person to nominate themselves, wouldn't it? Today. Thank you. As I've told you before, this is my last 2 years to go around. In 2027, I would have been in public service for 33 years, staying in the City of Bunbury in 1994. And I think it's time I quit. I still enjoy it, but I think the next 2 years are going to be extraordinarily busy and fulfilling, and I think there's a lot of projects that we've been working on for the last 10 or so years will come to fruition. And I want to be here with you six and staff to make sure that does happen. I think we'll enjoy our time. So thank you very much. I'd like to say I feel very humble.
We'll do your swearing in.
Okay. I, Anthony Dean, have been elected to the office of President of Shire and declare that I'll take the office upon myself with duly faithful in honesty and with integrity, fulfil the duties of the office for the people of the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Dunnet under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, not 5.2 on the agenda. Election of Deputy Shire President. Call for nominations have been called. The following nomination have been received. Nominee Vicky Hanson by Councillor Sly. Vicky Hanson by Councillor Hanson. Vicky Hanson by Patricia Fraser. Vicky Hanson by Nancy Tang, and Vicky Hanson by Cheryl Brown.
Once again,
five out of the six. Are there any other nominations that I'm not aware of? If not, I'll declare Councillor Hanson elected unopposed.
Duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity, fulfil the duties of office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Dunnet under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act
7.2 or retain the status quo. I need some direction from the meeting, either a motion to impose clause 7.2 or a motion to continue the status quo.
I propose to continue the status quo as we are now.
Councillor Sly has moved to continue the status quo. Is there a seconder?
Not very, it's maybe 50 more
minutes. Okay. Councillor Fraser?
Sure.
Councillor Stein, you wish to...
I don't see the point in going through a ballot. We're okay as we are at the moment, as far as I can sort of see. Ms Nancy's okay, that's it. Thanks to you.
Councillor Fraser.
Yeah, I'll say that you should all be with the President.
Anyone else wish to speak? I sat where Mr Lukens is sitting for 4 years in front of that air conditioner, frozen to death. I don't know whether it does the same to here in winter. And yeah. Okay, so we have that motion in front of us. And no one else will speak. I put it to retain the status quo. In favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Election of councillors for various committees. We'll go to the actual back. Not numbered, but we'll just take them as number one.
Can I move that we suspend standing orders?
Councillor Brown moves to suspend standing orders. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Councillor Spike, in favour? Against? Kerry. I guess that's to nut out who we put in at first.
Yep.
So the first recommendation, we are all in. There's no risk there, so to speak. Can I suggest Councillor Dean and Councillor Hanson?
Audit advisory.
Yeah, number two. Look at the chairperson. Look at the recommendation. We're working through the recommendation.
Okay, sorry, that's why we were.
Page 19.
Okay.
Page 19.
If I may.
Do we have just a question on that. Do we have a independent chair yet, or is that still in the
Don't.
Not going to happen with us?
It will when the legislation actually is in place.
Okay.
It's not yet in vote.
Hasn't received royal assent yet?
Correct.
No. Okay. So under the new regulations, you'll have an independent chair. So until that time, suggestion for Councillor Dean and Councillor Hanson. Unless you want.
No, because it just sits there. It's just one of those.
You're the chair of the audit committee.
I'm quite happy to be chair.
But it's going to.
Worry me.
When does the legislation get coming?
It's the department's clarified. It's going to be quite a few months step.
Okay. So if it was only just going to be, it's like no. Because then it goes to the independent.
Mm. It's not. I'm happy to.
Yeah.
Councillor Sly.
Yeah.
Use his expertise.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Councillor Sly. Councillor Hanson.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so they're suspended standing orders.
We'll come back to this.
They're resolving their positions and then they'll go
come
through
back
the formality.
And Bill Moe Block as yeah. It's okay. Bushfire, Cheryl.
I'm happy to stay as presiding, but I'm quite happy also if someone else wants to take that one.
Because we've got three people who are actually involved with the Bushfire Brigades.
I should think that they should be.
I always suggest that one of you pick between the three of you, the other one picks up the emergency management thing, because that's along the same line of what you're doing.
Nancy, don't forget to jump in any time that you feel the need to.
No, just with the bushfire people, that's all. Okay. The fighters. Yeah. I know you're a volunteer.
Yeah, I'm a non-combatant.
Yeah.
So who have we got? Points, councillors.
What is the difference? Sorry, what is it? Is that council perhaps inherit points, councillors?
One's bushfire, but then you've also got the emergency services.
Yeah. So yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So there's two parts. So for the audit and risk committee, obviously, all of the councillors are part of the audit and risk, and then you have to. Nominate your chair and deputy chair. Same goes for the Bushfire Advisory Committee. Yeah. You have to nominate your two people, two councillors that are going to represent, and then you also have to nominate which one of those is chair and deputy chair. And the Local Emergency Management Committee is also the same ilk. You have to nominate two councillors, and from those two councillors, you have to nominate who's your chair, who's your deputy chair.
I'm just saying between the two.
So, who are the two councillors first of all who go on the bushfire?
I'd like to go. You'd like to stay on that.
Brown and Curtis?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the other one.
And then the chairperson.
Who wants to chair?
Do you want to chair?
No. I'm going to watch.
Okay, I'll chair it then. You're gaining experience.
Councillor Brown and Councillor Curtis.
Curtis, probably the deputy chair.
You prepared for stepping in, Councillor Curtis?
Yep.
Yep. Local Emergency Management Committee. I'd certainly like to be on that. Anyone else? Yep. Councillor Ting? Anyone else? No?
You should certainly be presiding with them.
Okay. Okay, Councillor Dean, Councillor Ting. Okay. Officer recommendation, the Lincolnshire Advisory Group says follows LDAG, two members.
I flagged that meeting today. I was hoping for two new people to go on to that and said that I would just go on as a community member. So they had some continuous, but that's a good opportunity for the two people to go on there. That one meets at 11 o'clock during the day and every 2 months.
What day?
Whatever today was called. Tuesday. Sorry, I said today.
Okay.
I was hoping to go on as a community member rather than a council.
Oh, you're doing the same thing.
Well, yeah.
No, we need to.
Okay.
Do I have the chair? Do you chair?
Yes, one of us. Someone has to chair it, yeah.
These are advisory.
These
are
the.
Okay, so do you?
They're not.
I'm trying to give you guys more here.
No, these are not committees.
I'm happy to go, but
they're not committees of council.
But if you can't do it,
if
I'll give it a go.
Curtis is keen to chair it.
Yep.
Would be good. And if there was someone else that would like to go on as well, then that would be good. Otherwise, I'll go on as a second.
Yes, LDAC.
So it depends if you can make it. Can you make it? I mean, I'll be going anyway, so you just make it. Do you want to be the rep?
Okay, I will.
You will?
Yep.
Okay.
Councillor Brown. Okay, Australia Day Working Committee. I don't.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be on there?
We've restricted it.
You don't want
to? We haven't done our day yet.
Yeah, we just did it.
Yeah, Curtis and Brown. Okay, yeah. Straight down work group.
We normally have four because if you have everybody, it's like.
Yep. Councillor.
I'd like to be on that one.
Councillor Brown. Councillor Hanson.
I'm happy to be on that one.
Councillor Curtis. Councillor Tang.
Well, Patricia, I'd like to hoping for sustainability.
Yeah.
You can have
you
that
did
as
that
well.
More on my street.
Patricia hasn't.
Patricia?
Yeah.
Patricia.
Wow, good job.
Sure. Yes,
you
can.
Yeah, you nearly slipped through the keeper, didn't you? Yep. Okay, so there's four there. Sustainability Advisory Working Group, two members. Councillor Tang has certainly put a name up for that.
And are you going?
Well, I've been on for a couple of years now, yeah.
Can you stay?
I can stay. I'm happy to relinquish to someone else.
It's just we haven't got it. I'm here that the
Climate Reference Group.
The Climate Reference Group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the moment, Councillor Sly's on that.
Yep.
Makes no sense.
If he's not sustainability.
I've got a problem with that. I can't do Fridays now. They've just changed the meeting to a Friday, haven't they, for the CAR group?
They have.
So I can't do
that. But they might... Oh, out of them. our sustainability?
No,
the current one. The Wyrobacka one.
Look, as far as I'm...
It'll probably change again.
It'll change again because that goes on who the chair is. And at the moment, it's all been done around one person. Mm-hmm. And that is not sustainable. Because you're going to have nobody turn
not
up.
Not sustainable.
You can through the chair. You can also... also add proxies as well, because these are informal, if you wish.
Look, SAC, the sustainable vote, I'll certainly put my name down for that.
Things gone there, but you won't go on the
No.
Right, as I'm saying.
Nancy, how do you feel about backing up to the Warren Blackwood Climate Group as well? Over the page.
Am I going to have time to do my actual job?
And that one's half a day.
I mean, I don't mind the proxy if there's an issue with the council slide does please move forward and there's an issue in getting there. I don't mind being a proxy if I'm 31.
I reckon there's a very good push there. That day doesn't suit anybody other than the one person.
Well, if that's the case, fine.
Yeah.
Also,
there's a huge push around that table to change it back to what suits.
Okay.
So
the Sustainable Advisory Committee, Councillor Tang and myself, anyone else?
And
Councillor Sly?
Yeah.
Okay. Three of us?
Yeah.
Over the page. Well, I'm back to the lines of councillors. Generally the President and the Vice President.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and Councillor Hanser?
Yeah.
Climate reference group?
No. Because we were talking about succession planning and giving people opportunities there, we used to have alternates.
Yep.
And I think with that one, Alliance, it's a really good case to have alternates so that they feel that they've got a legitimate reason.
Okay.
Or when they sit around the table, you've got legitimacy with the other councils.
Okay, so who is interested in Warren Black Alliance of Councils is probably the most exciting group of all.
Is that
the
man
you
had here?
Yes,
correct.
Yeah, I know that.
Yep, yeah. Councillor Brown is one. Another one, perhaps? Yep, Councillor Sly.
In that order, proxy one, proxy two.
Proxy one, proxy two, yep.
Yeah.
Because it may be time
to
us or not. Client Alliance Reference Group, two councillors. Councillor Sly, yep. Nancy, nope.
So what does that one involve?
Meeting in Bridgetown every 2 months. It's a very good committee, but it is now. Depends on
how does it connect with the other?
The Warren Black Alliance reference group, climate reference group, to a certain extent drives a lot of the agenda of our local group here. We employ an executive officer of Bridgetown who helps then drive this issue here.
I was a foundation member on that. I went to the first one, and I've been deputy chair of it for that whole period. And that's one I'm just a little bit.
Where is it?
Trying to look with it. And it's that quite often the travel is itself very close to our other meeting, so that you're doing two in the 1 week.
What day is that normally on?
Well,
it was on a Tuesday
and that worked to everybody. And so I should think what you do is you advocate that push back, because all that happened is that current chair said you can only do it if you do it on the Friday, and then didn't turn up and I was chairing it anyway. So things revolving around a person just can't be that way. So
do we have anyone else wants to be in that chat?
Well, then you've got...
Councillor Brown? Yep, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Brown, done. Regional Road Group.
Do we need a proxy for that one if it does stay on Friday if Councillor Swire can't make it? Do we need it?
Probably do.
Well, then I'll just be
the
proxy.
Councillor Hanson, proxy.
Sorry, if we're still on Climate Alliance Reference Group?
Yep.
Is that one? So we've got Sly, Tang.
No. Sly Brown. It's a different one.
Sly Brown and Hanson as a backup.
Sly.
Regional Road Group. probably a fairly important group. Meets in Dardenup every couple of months. Ian used to go to that. Is anyone into infrastructure in a big way?
Patricia, do you want to fight for roads for us?
Do I?
Yes, I know, that's what I'm saying. You're really.
I should, shouldn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, be good.
Yeah, okay, look, I'll be one. I should go.
And take Patricia can fight for
Fraser?
Roads.
Yep, okay.
She's got her cattle and her trucks on roads.
Yes. Lower Blackwood. Conservation.
You have to stay on that one.
I
can stay on that if you like.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a Fraser. Local government. Welga. Swelga. Generally the president and vice president again.
Mm-hmm. And we can also have a proxy.
Yeah,
too.
And that's maybe needed this year. Who's proxy? Who wants to be proxy?
Yeah, as long as I don't have to go to every meeting.
No. Okay. Chamber of Commerce.
Now that was me, but I've taken on Treasurer for this 12 months, so I think it would be really good if there was someone else that would be willing to do to go to those meetings. I only have one every 3 months now. It's not every month. I'm happy to do that one.
Well, I'll go anyway as a NCCR member, so.
I'm a member as well, but yeah.
Councillor Curtis?
Curtis, yeah.
Good. Dap.
Okay, I think I'm the only one around the table that's done.
I've had the training.
Oh, you've done the training?
Yeah, there was some training.
I've done the training.
Yeah, so.
Never been called?
No, I know, and they'll change it. So just put the three who've done the training, can put somebody else down who wants to do the training.
Brown, Dean, Anton.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to resume standing orders.
No.
Yeah.
It's, I keep saying we're not going to use it anymore.
Okay. Councillor Brown has moved that we resume standing orders. Councillor Sly has seconded. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Unless directed otherwise, I'll take all the motions as one.
Okay, we've got absolute majority.
And you've got an absolute majority in some of them and just a simple majority in others. But if we have an absolute majority in all of them, which is five, it solves the problem. So does anyone object if I put them all on block? Okay. So I'll move the officer recommendations as printed and written in front of you on block. Can I move it, please? Councillor Hanson moved.
Yep.
Councillor Curtis is second. All in favour? That is unanimous for all those motions. Thank you very much. And I'll close the meeting at 5:07.